This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump and his national security advisor are publicly at odds about the seriousness of the threat currently posed by North Korea. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman.
In a tweet from Tokyo, Trump issued a retort to John Bolton, who the previous day here had told reporters there was no doubt North Korea's recent test firing of short-range ballistic missiles violated a United Nations resolution. Bolton's remark was the first by a U.S. official describing the North Korean launches as such a violation. Trump, however, says while some of his people are disturbed that Pyongyang fired off some small weapons, he is not. The U.S. president is in Japan for a four-day state visit filled with ceremonial events. Although he'll discuss trade with Prime Minister Abe, no significant breakthrough towards reaching a new economic agreement is expected. Steve Herman, VOA News, traveling with the president in Tokyo.
South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, was sworn in on Saturday, promising to create jobs and tackle deep-rooted corruption. Trade unionist-turned-businessman took the presidential oath before tens of thousands in a rugby stadium in the capital. He told the crowd change will be difficult but worth it.
The road ahead will be difficult and hard. We will have to use our courage, our wisdom, and perseverance to achieve this South Africa of our dreams.
Ramaphosa's African National Congress Party, or ANC, clinched a 57.5 majority of the elections earlier this month. However, the ANC's majority was down from 62% in 2014, as voters seemingly turned against the ruling party due to revelations about government corruption and record unemployment. This is VOA News. A United Nations tribunal has ordered Russia to immediately release three Ukrainian naval ships and two dozen sailors who were captured in a November confrontation off the Crimean Peninsula. The seizures occurred during a November 25th confrontation in the Kerch Strait, which separates Crimea from mainland Russia. It was the first open military clash between Russia and Ukraine since Moscow's 2014 annexation of the Crimean Peninsula, which is generally regarded as an illegal action. In a rare visit to Tibet, U.S. Ambassador to China Terry Branstad urged Beijing to engage in substantive dialogue with exiled Tibetan Buddhist leader the Dalai Lama. Ambassador Branstad also expressed concerns regarding the Chinese government's interference in Tibetan Buddhist freedom to organize and practice their religion. The U.S. envoy also raised longstanding worries about the lack of consistent access to the Tibetan Autonomous Region, or TAR. China restricts access to Tibet by foreigners, especially journalists and diplomats. Pope Francis says that abortion can never be condoned, even when the fetus is gravely sick or likely to die, and urged doctors and priests to support families to carry such pregnancies to term. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
Speaking to a Vatican-sponsored anti-abortion conference, Francis said the opposition to abortion isn't a religious issue, but a human one. Is it licit to throw away a life to resolve a problem, he asked. Is it licit to hire a hitman to resolve a problem? Francis denounced decisions to abort based on prenatal testing, saying a human being is never incompatible with life. Even those babies destined to die at birth or soon thereafter deserve to receive medical care in the womb, Francis said, adding that the parents need to be supported so they don't feel isolated and afraid. I'm Zaria Shakili.
This year's West Point commencement was the most diverse in the Academy's history, with a total of 110 African Americans, 34 of them women, as well as 233 women in total that made up the class of more than 980 cadets. They will be commissioned as second lieutenants in the U.S. Army. Addressing the class was U.S. Vice President Mike Pence.
The work you do has never been more important. America will always seek peace, but peace comes through strength. And you are now that strength.
Saturday's commencement speech was Pence's second at the Academy in West Point, New York. And Sunday marks the last time the Rolling Thunder motorcycles will participate in the memorial observance on the National Mall. For many, the group's decades-long presence with the loud hum of their motorcycle engines has become synonymous with Memorial Day activities in Washington, D.C. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.